Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has approved a major change in the way Illinois funds public schools. He signed the bipartisan legislation at a school in Chicago, calling it a historic achievement.
Today, we ensure that in the future, every child in Illinois has an equal chance at an excellent education.
The law will focus state education spending on school districts with the highest need. Those areas typically have less property wealth and more kids in poverty. Rauner vetoed a similar proposal earlier this month, calling it a Chicago bailout. But the final deal sends even more money to Chicago public schools. It also creates a pilot program offering tax credits for donations to private school scholarship funds. Original members of the Rainbow Coalition joined a panel discussion at Augustana College last night. As Lacey Scarmana reports, the multiracial coalition was formed in Chicago during the 1960s to work against racism, poverty, and oppression.
The Rainbow Coalition formed largely due to the leadership of Fred Hampton from the Illinois Black Panther Party. Party member Stan McKinney says the Black Panther's 10-point platform is still relevant today as people continue to fight against oppression.
Number 7 spoke to police brutality. We want an end to police brutality and murder. Those same conditions really exist today when you look at the shooting of Laquan McDonald and the many African Americans throughout this country.
The discussion was hosted by the Augustana Teaching Museum of Art as part of the exhibit Organize Your Own, the Politics and Poetics of Self-Determination Movements. The exhibit is on display through October 28th. I'm Lacey Scarmana.
Students at Augustana College will once again try to tackle a lead contamination problem in Scott County. Lead paint was federally outlawed in 1978, but the Scott County Health Department says there are still about 40,000 homes that were built before that year, meaning residents are at risk of lead exposure, which causes developmental issues and other health problems in children. Professor Michael Reisner will lead a group of over 100 students to try to continue to figure out which houses need immediate attention and find the money to fix them.
Almost all the efforts right now are totally mitigated. They're focused on, and research has only brought to bear once a child has been poisoned. So what Scott County is trying to do, and our partners, is to turn this around to a more preventative, proactive approach, where we're getting the lead out of the homes before the child is poisoned.
Augustana College today announced another year of the partnership with Genesis Health System and the Scott County Health Department. Last year, students identified the 40,000 homes in Scott County that might have lead paint and concluded that 1,200 of them need immediate attention. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.